Good morning. We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. When we started this ministry several years ago, we decided that we wanted to share with our listeners who God is. And so many times we can say, oh, well, God is this and God is that. But who is God to you when you go through the hardest time of your life? That is really who God is to you. And many times when you go through those hard times, you learn so much more about God, so much more about yourself. And so often we have interviews with folks who have gone through a very difficult time. Well, today is certainly no exception. We have Vicki Quint in the studio this morning. And Vicki, we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Pastor Huffman. I'm very glad to be here, too.
It's a story that you wish you didn't have to share, the death of a grandson, but it's certainly a story that many of our listeners may be able to associate with. I know just this last week I had an opportunity to be on vacation with my wife and one of our sons and children, and right in the middle of the vacation, all of a sudden, our two-year-old grandson just went limp and couldn't get him to respond, and it was a scary day. Our ambulance ride, all that type of thing, you know.
Oh, yes.
And so when I called back to the church to ask for prayer, I couldn't even talk. I just wept, you know. And I know they thought he died, you know, because I couldn't get it out. And so it's just, it's a shock, but it's also, as we look back on it, an opportunity for us to see, okay, Lord, where are you? And how are you working? Well, tell us your story, if you will.
I will. When Riley was born in the hospital, there was a huge writing on the wall saying, children are a gift of God.
Mm.
And the children are God's. They're just given
yes.
to us for safekeeping
right.
and to grow up properly and just to love. When Riley died, I learned how confident a Christian I am. I mean, you have to have God. You have to have God there to go through something like that. We don't know the why. While this was going on, it was very traumatic because he died in a fire of smoke inhalation.
Mm.
I was in the process of coming to church here, and I had been at Calvary Baptist Church out in Watertown. This was the first time I've prayed in the car with pastors.
Okay,
cell phones are amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You need that touchstone of people who know you.
Exactly.
And Ryan and Kathy, my son-in-law and my daughter, were with me right after this happened, and I was kind of like taking care of them, but just the prayer and the touchstone. I remember coming in to talk to you afterwards.
Right, right.
And I was kind of looking to you for, you know, when I was praying to God with the kids after this happened, I kind of got aggressive with God. I said, God, I charge you with Riley's care. And you had kind of let me know that that was okay, which made me feel better. And God knows everything that's going on where we don't. Like your dad tells you something that you cannot do when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And you don't know why, and you don't want to listen to him, but you do.
Right.
And that's what we have to do with God.
You know, Vicki, what you're sharing with us is what we hear from the psalmist David. So many of his psalms begin crying out to God. And sometimes we're a bit shocked by what we're reading, like, ooh, is that okay to say that to God? You know, but it was an inspired scripture. So, you know, we realize that God is not shocked when we're shocked.
Correct. David was a pretty self-assured Christian, too.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up Psalms, because after 9/11 happened, I tried to handle that. And I couldn't handle it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the book of the Bible that helped me the most was Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And so for several years, I've just read and reread and reread Psalms.
Sure.
And there's so much joy in Psalms. There's so much peace. Yes, there's a lot of war, and there's a lot of pretty dramatic things going on with David.
Right.
But if you go through it all, you'll find some peace and some solutions. It talks about evil. There's evil everywhere. There's evil with our kids. I really believe that. With Riley, he was a three-year-old kid, and with grandparents, as you are a grandparent.
Yes, right.
You kind of want your touch to them or your part of them to go, even though we didn't have him very long, it's just like he would be in the backseat of the car, and I would just sing Jesus Loves Me to him.
Right, right.
He knew things. We talked. He was just a really good kid. He was always happy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ask him, you know, Riley, are you happy? I'm happy. So that was, you know, it's just like, it's amazing. The kids were fortunate enough and were blessed by God again to have another baby girl that they named Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
Gracie seems to have the same disposition as Riley does.
Good.
So, you know, God does do things. He takes things away, but he also gives back.
I think that's what Job said.
Yep.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all of this, he did not judge God unrighteously, I think the Bible says.
Correct.
And so the message there is so true. The Lord does give, but when we dedicate our children to God, like a baby dedication, we basically, Vicki, are giving God the title deed to that child.
Correct.
And basically telling the Lord, whatever you want to do with this child and however long you want us to have this child, we're giving you the control of that.
Right. We, of course, were so upset with the loss of his life.
Yes.
But you have to clutch to yourself that, and I did, and like my boss, I was able to witness to people at my work and my boss, and he's like, you're the strongest woman I know. And I'm like, I'm not strong. God makes me strong.
Right.
With Riley, it was just like, you know, he died, and we're just humans. Mm-hmm. So we have to feel sorry for ourselves, and we're crying and upset because we have a loss.
Exactly.
But he is in heaven.
Right.
And he's with
right.
the angels. I do have to tell you one thing, too. When I was down in Illinois when this was happening, and I came back to Wisconsin, because I was in the process of moving at that time.
Yeah.
And I crossed the border into Wisconsin, and in the sky, there was a cross.
Oh, wow.
In the clouds.
Wow.
I took a picture of it, and it was amazing. It's just like, there are symbols everywhere. You just have to keep your mind open and watch for them and look for them. It's wonderful.
God was basically saying, Vicki, I'm going to get you through this.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there. We're going to meet with him again.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is.
Are there any scripture verses that you would say just became so precious to you during this whole time?
I have to say just the whole book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go through it and go through it and go through it.
And when you consider the fact that the psalmist is just sharing his heart, I just opened my Bible to Psalm 143, verse 7. It says, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. The next verse, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. You know, those kinds of verses are so human, aren't they?
Yes.
Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit is fading. And God doesn't go, oh my.
I know. And there's verses that say, strengthen me, Lord.
Yes.
And it's just like, we know we have to call out and ask for that. I had opened up to Psalm 66 here. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious.
Mm-hmm.
So much of Psalms is sing his praises.
Yes.
And we have to do that. I think it was around this time I started singing the doxology every day because I found out that I had kind of forgotten the words to it. It's like, how does a Christian, you know, who's sung that since they were 3 years old, forget that?
Right.
So I started singing that. And it's just like, you know, if you bring the joy in with music, which is what I try to do, too, it's just like it will change your attitude. Mm-hmm. It'll change you. It puts your mind on God. The angels, they're there and they take care of things.
You know, the Lord of hosts is talking about the angels. Those are the hosts. And the Bible specifically talks about a guardian angel, you know. And so it's easy for our earthly mind to say, oh, yeah, sure. So where was Riley's guardian angel? You know,
right.
our spirits can become angry and bitter if we allow our minds to wander immediately to how we feel as opposed to how I should think.
I think you've nailed it there with you have to take control of your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful. I'm ecstatic that Riley's in heaven.
Right.
He is in this glorious place that we will go to someday. And we don't know why he was taken away. I mean, there could have been worse things that happened in his life.
Sure.
We have to kind of go through these things because we're humans and we have to process mm-hmm. the why and we have to figure it out for ourselves. But sometimes you just can't do that. There's things in nature you can't say why they're like they
right,
are.
Right. It's kind of like I was talking to somebody a few days ago, and I had somebody say, you know, I don't know if there is a God after I watch what happened with the Amtrak crash in Philadelphia. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, there's a God. There's definitely a God. But yet, because man decided we're going to take control of our lives and our futures and everything else, God at times steps back and allows those kinds of things to happen to cause our attention to be redirected to where is God?
I had somebody at work come up to me after that and say, what kind of a God would do that? And I just automatically responded, you know, a God who knows more than we do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was sincere in what she was
sure.
saying,
oh, yeah.
but it's just
yeah.
like, it was just amazing. And, you know, I do have to say, people really, really, really come to a young family's aid mm-hmm, like this mm-hmm. emotionally. The outpouring of support with the kids when this occurred was just humbling. My husband had been in the fire service, and when we went over to make Riley's funeral arrangements, there was a couple of firemen in there, and I went up to one of them, and I told him who I was, and we were from out of town. It was in Centralia, Illinois, which was a few hours away. And I said, would you guys mind putting up the flag for Riley on the fire truck when, you know, we have the funeral? And it was mm-hmm. like the next day. Well, they went beyond that. They had the flag with the fire truck, and there was every first responder in that whole county lined the streets.
Wow.
From there to the cemetery, which was about 8 miles. And,
oh.
and they sent a fire truck that led the funeral procession. And my son-in-law's father was just in tears because, you know, we passed the police, we passed the state troopers, we passed the firemen, and Riley loved the fire trucks.
Oh, sure.
I would take him to the fire department, and he and his half-brother would play in the helicopters, play in the ambulance, and play
well,
on
yeah,
the fire trucks.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And it was just a really kind thing to do.
Oh, my. Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
You realize that there are people that don't recognize how important it is of stepping in and being a blessing at that time.
True. And, you know, Riley has touched our lives.
Mm-hmm.
He has showed us how to be positive and to be happy.
Right.
We're just so grateful for the time that we had with him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have to trust that the Lord says, you know, you had him for a little bit. He's coming with me now.
Exactly. You know, folks, the Psalms, as we've mentioned a few moments ago, that's where you need to go. You'll find that many times David began with a cry for help, but the longer he goes into the Psalm, he ends with a cry of praise, singing praise to our Lord. My friend, that is where God wants you to live. In fact, it says he inhabits the praise of his children. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.